So I was going to ask you, because this was certainly part of my childhood. Did the RV ever enter into your scene?
No. No, I think my parents...
Or a pop-up camper or anything like that?
No, I think my parents saw that as a bridge too far on their budget sheet, and we were always tent campers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we would take the tent out of the trunk and go to the campsite and
now,
set up.
We would camp,
and then
for
we
sure.
Were, and then we would look at all the people in the RVs thinking...
How cool that
is. Oh, my gosh, do they have the best life ever. How did they do this?
We did a little bit of both. We would do camping, which my mom was diametrically opposed to. And I think that is why Dad ended up caving and getting a pop-up camper, which essentially, are you familiar with what those are?
Yeah.
Like you would see them driving along, and it looked like half of it was
right,
there.
Right,
but it just popped up,
you
the pop-tops.
You crank it out?
I don't know if it was a crank or a, it had to have been. You couldn't have had a button back then that would have made it pop up.
Yeah.
It's not like a closing a SUV back door. But anyway, it was, once we did make that transition, you're right. Like, you felt like that, and those things were pretty cheap, I believe, back then.
Yeah,
in
probably.
The 70s. But you felt like that you had just transitioned from an apartment in the worst side of town to living in the Beverly Hillbillies mansion.
Like, here's Robin Leach to
seriously,
walk,
it was
walk
like,
you through it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And you were just, everything about it was magical.
I'm not trying to one-up anybody, but you are aware that the first 10 years of my life, I essentially lived in an RV.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't going to bring that
I
up.
I lived in a plywood house on wheels.
You didn't tell us you were rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loaded. I wasn't rich. It was just a single wide.
Danny, they would often take the house to 7-Eleven.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
How long was that?
A good while. Good while. From probably about 7 years old to 10. So about 3 years.
And was that the time when you were really traveling all over the country, too, living in Memphis and San Francisco
yeah.
and all that?
Mm-hmm.
What was your dad's job?
I don't really know. He had a lot of them. He had
was
a lot
he
of
like
them.
Kane from Kung Fu? Where
no,
he
was
find
very
work?
He was very nomadic, and we rarely lived in a place longer than 6 months to a year. He was discharged from the Navy. He was an electrician, so he worked a lot in oil. He was a police officer in Memphis.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, he finally settled in Texas after he decided my mom was too crazy to live with.
Well, that happens. Now, Bob, we'll have to slowly, very slowly, introduce you to the legend that is Danny's dad, Phil.
Well, I just feel like there's so much I have to learn about Danny's entire backstory.
Well, it's like Mike's dad, Howard. He yeah. kept it pretty close to the vest. Didn't want to divulge too much. Danny's more open about Phil than Mike was about Howard.
Very open.
Yeah. Which is weird. I think Danny knows more about his dad that was in his life for like 10 years
mm-hmm.
than Mike does about his dad who died at like 98 or something. Mike didn't even know his dad fought in World War II.
Oh, wow.
That's not a lie.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, some are an open book, and some you just don't talk to them, right?
I always was told, especially on the dad
He's
side.
He's trying to read his newspaper.
That I don't know why this is, people say this about your father. Why wouldn't you do it with your mother, too? But before things start to go haywire, you need to sit him down
yep.
and get the whole story.
While recording.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you sit him down.
You need to interview him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like my dad, it would start with him being the first of his family. And I'm not talking about mom and dad. I'm talking about cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody on that side of the family. He was the first to get out of eighth grade.
Whoa.
Not high school, college, eighth grade.
It's a big...
Dude.
It's a big hurdle.
That's how close we are, though. We always talk about, like, the generational thing.
Yeah.
That is how close we are to living on a farm, growing up on a farm, and not going to school after a certain time because you just go work.
Right.
That was it. We're, like, one generation removed.
Yeah, and now, if you don't go to college,
oh.
Just think about that.
We've warped our society into thinking that college is, if got to go to college, and you got to go to a good one.
Right.
Yeah, you just got to do it all.
Right.
When the reality is, yeah, sure, college is great, but is it all that it's cracked up to be from a society standpoint?
Of course not. Of course not.
And the money that you have to throw in there?
It's good, though, for learning how to, like, do laundry and to feed yourself without mom helping you.
Make soup.
But other than that.
Meet friends.
So you're saying, basically, instead of high school and college, just get an RV?
No.
Oh.
Unless you want to come out here today and try that. Like, if you're an eighth grader right now and you have the money to come buy an RV.
If you have a line of credit.
I would enjoy seeing you take on that adventure.
Yeah, I mean, you got 8 years. Go see the world.
You can't really drive it, though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can hire a driver.
Yeah.
All right, let's crank up the show from Vaught RVs in Haltom City next.